You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mark King, for the show. I got a great show for you guys today. Today, or this week, is trade deadline week, so one of the most exciting weeks in the NBA, and the Grizzlies are supposedly going to be active in this trade deadline week. Let's hope so for Mark and Mike's sake. They've been dealing with questions for quite a while now, and hopefully they can move on and kind of finish up their careers in a better spot than this terrible Grizzlies team. But we'll talk about some trade rumors that happened over the weekend. We'll talk about the games that happened over the weekend. We'll also get to your Monday mailbag questions. Let's start with the games from the weekend. The Grizzlies go 1-1 over the weekend. They got a win. They won against the New York Knicks, excuse me, yesterday on Super Bowl Sunday at an early game. It was a noon game, and I turned the game on about, I guess, right as the start of the second quarter, maybe end of the first quarter. It was like 27-21 in the second quarter. Not a high scoring game, but a win nonetheless for the Grizzlies. You know, it is against the Knicks, so take that for what it's worth. I mean, a win's a win, and the Grizzlies need as many as they can get. I think the goal should still be to be able to get back up into that ninth spot and get rid of this pick. I think that's probably your end goal still for this year. And hopefully this win, they were getting dangerously close to that fourth spot earlier. Even right now, they're still pretty close. They were closer to it than they were to the ninth spot, I put it like that. So they're getting dangerously close to that, and they're able to inch back towards the ninth spot with every win, and that's what you need. I think that still should be the goal. I don't think you can probably at this point still get up to that really top four spot where you wanted to be. The Grizzlies lose to the Hornets over the weekend as well. They lose to the Hornets 192. That was in Charlotte. Just not a great game for the Grizzlies really at all. You know, Kemba Walker is really good at basketball. That's really what it boiled down to. Mike Conley didn't play because he was hurt. Jaren Jackson didn't play. Carrot Temple didn't play. Kyle Anderson didn't play. Obviously, Dylan Brooks. So the Grizzlies were very, very shorthanded. Ivan Rabb had a fantastic game. He's had really good games since he's been able to get minutes. He had 27 minutes. So good things from that game. Ivan Rabb got minutes. Bruno Caboclo got minutes. Joakim Noah got minutes, unfortunately. But, you know, even Julian Washburn played 16 minutes, 0 points. It was not very effective. But the Grizzlies started Shelvin Mack, Justin Holiday, Javon Carter, Mark Gasol, and Jermichael Green. So, you know, that's not a lineup that's going to win you a whole lot of games. I'll be honest with you. They had to get 19 points from their game high scorer Shelvin Mack to even have a chance. But you know, just really didn't have it. You don't really have a chance if that's the lineup you're rolling out. If you're in your bench looks like Julian Washburn, Joakim Noah, Bruno, and Ivan. I like those guys, but you know, you're not going to win too many games doing that. And so they didn't. But like I said, Ivan Rabb looked good. And he was kind of the bright spot of that game. Played 11 minutes, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal. I thought looked really good. And, you know, he continues to impress me every time he plays. The Grizzlies against, like I said, the Knicks, it was not a high-scoring game. Mike Conley comes back. Jaren comes back. They both play this game. Kyle Anderson did not play as well. We'll talk about that in a minute, why he didn't play. But Justin Holiday had probably his best game as a Grizzly, 19 points, 5-for-10 from three. A lot of those were standstill corner threes, exactly what we've been saying on this show for a long time. Those are the only threes that Justin Holiday should take is just standstill corner threes. There shouldn't be any other three for him. And Mike Conley, he played fantastic. Had just an amazing game, 25 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds. Marc Gasol was good. Jaren was good. they really did it all with their starting lineup. There was no, they didn't get literally anything, hardly anything from their bench. Ivan Rabb comes out and he plays 13 minutes that game, 5 points, 2 rebounds. I thought it was decent. Not great, not bad, not terrible. I thought it was decent. Javon gets 10 minutes. Jamaco gets 9 minutes. Joakim gets 16. Julian Washburn, 19. Shelvin Mack, 25. Again, you know, the starters did everything they were supposed to do. The bench didn't do a whole lot. But you're playing the Knicks. They're not very good. I mean, they're terrible at basketball. They lost that. I think there was their 13th or 14th straight loss. So anything other than a win there would have been very disappointing for the Grizzlies. And again, they did everything with their starting lineup. 16 points from Jaren, 24 from Mark, 25 from Mike, Justin Holiday, 19. Bruno started in this game, but he had 0 points. He wasn't very effective. He was 0 for 2 from 3. Just not very good for Bruno. But they get a win nonetheless for the Grizzlies, and that's really what matters in this situation. But Mark and Mike looked great. Mark went out for a minute, he hit his elbow again, went out for a minute. He came back though, which was good. You don't need to hurt Mark when you're trying to trade him for sure. And Jaren Jackson also went out of the game, came back. He got poked in the eye. But Jaren was really good. Jaren 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. I mean, was very, very good in that game. Mark and Mike as well. You can't say enough about those guys and the way they played, because you didn't get anything from the bench. They literally had to do everything for you. But the Grizzlies, again, inch closer to that ninth spot, and that's the goal you should have, is every time, even though you're, 21 wins, you still want to go out and try to get to that ninth spot to get rid of this pick this year. And that should still be the goal. It's not a great goal to have. It's not the playoffs. It's not a top four pick. It is a very middle of the road goal. But I think you're going to be especially if you train Mark and Mike, you're going to be much worse next year. And so that should still be the goal. So next year, when you're much, much worse, you have no limitations on the top pick you have. You have a better draft. Those are still the goals you could set. The goals you should have. There was also some news throughout the weekend that Grizzlies announced Omri Caspi tore his meniscus, so he will be he is likely to be out for the year. I would be surprised if he comes back, but he was supposed to have surgery the day after they announced it, which was I think Friday. Friday night after the game started. It was Friday sometime. So I think he had surgery on Saturday. So again, I'd be surprised if he comes back this year. If he doesn't get traded, which obviously his trade value it's not. Originally, when I first saw that, I was like, there goes his trade value. But it's not really like that. I mean, if you're trade for Caspi, I think, ideally you want to get a player, but I think your trade partners just change. Caspi is also just an expiring contract. If you just want him to come off your books, then yeah, I mean, yes, his trade value does go down. Don't get me wrong. But I think there's still something there to have him as a throw-in trade piece if you're just trying to get expiring money this year. So I think the partners, the trade people, the ideas just change now as far as someone who might want him as an actual player for the postseason. Again, if he doesn't, probably just gets waived. I don't know. It's hard to see the team keeping him on the roster, especially if he's not going to come back this year. He's expiring contract. He doesn't fit into long-term plans. It would be very surprising if they kept him on the roster long-term. Kyle Anderson also announced, JB said in one of his pregame pressers, that JB Bickerstaff was seeing a shoulder specialist and when the team came back to Memphis. I don't know what that means, but the last two games he's been out because of his shoulder. It's his right shoulder. But like I said, JB just said that he would see a shoulder specialist, whatever that means. So he's out for the foreseeable future. There's been no release, obviously, for the Tuesday game. Injury report hasn't released yet, so we'll see. The other bit of news is they re-signed Bruno Caboclo to another 10-day contract. This will take him through the trade deadline. So if the Grizzlies wanted to sign him, like we've talked about on the show last week, they wanted to sign him, then they could they'd be able to free up the spot. Not so they already have a spot freed up. They'd be free up the money because right now they're like they can't sign him without going into the tax. So they'd be able to free up the money to sign him long term after the trade deadline if they were able to get off some of these other contracts, which is what I assume they'll do. So either way, he signed on another 10-day, so you'll see him continue to play for the Grizzlies. And right now, as much as they have people hurt, they honestly just need him. They need bodies. And so that 10-day will take him through the trade deadline. But that's the bit of news and notes for the weekend, the games over the weekend as well. We'll come back and do our Monday mailbag segment. It'll be very short. We only had one question. And then in the last segment of the show, we'll go through all the trade rumors. All the trade rumors that happened through the weekend, we'll do that. There's quite a few of them. We'll talk about those good and bad coming up in that third segment as well. But stay tuned for Monday Mailbag. Welcome back to the show. This will be our Monday Mailbag segment. As always, make sure you're getting those questions in via Twitter. I usually put out a tweet over the weekend. You can reply to that or you can DM me directly. You can also email me, lockedongrizz@gmail.com. Any way to get in touch with me for questions. We actually had two questions. I just checked them. So we'll do the two questions, and then we'll come back in that third segment. We'll talk about all the trade rumors. First question comes from Josh Kuipers. I hope I'm saying that right, Josh. I apologize if I'm not. This is on Twitter, at KuipJack, KuipJak. Serious question, why should we watch the rest of the season? If when the Grizz trade everyone away, what will you be watching besides your paycheck, of course? Well, Josh, I get paid very little to do this. I do this out of love, but I appreciate that. I do get money. Yes, I will be watching that as I go to the games. But I think, you know, you watch because of Jaren. You watch because of the potential young guys they might get back in a trade. I think that's, you know, even when you're bad, there are still things that you can watch for. And, you know, if you like the NBA and understand what you're looking for, I mean, there are still things you can watch for, especially with Jaren. I mean, you can continue to watch him grow, especially if they trade everyone away. They're going to highlight Jaren even more. So the idea of what he could become, you'll see probably come into focus a little bit more if they trade Mark and Mike away, and he's kind of the captain, quote unquote, of this team, and he's kind of leading the charge every night. That's going to be fun to watch. I'm excited to see what Jaren can do on a team, kind of by himself, being that lead focused guy. And then hopefully, if they're going to trade everyone away, they're probably going to get some type of young player, hopefully in that return, or different players for that matter. But if they get young players, same thing. You want to see how those young players develop. You know, even if they don't get anybody back and they're able to sign Bruno Caboclo to another or to a long term contract, you want to see what he can be. You want to see what Ivan Rabb can be. Ideally, you'd like to see what Dylan Brooks could be, although you can't this year. But you know, it's same with Kyle. I mean, all these pieces that are typically secondary and third pieces for the Mark and Mike on the team, you want to see what they can be. You want to see how your team can develop. You kind of want to. It's almost like looking for a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you know, you see little flashes here and there. You see what this team could be, man. If you get Jaren scoring a bunch every night, you're like, oh, well, if we just, you know, if you add a few more pieces around him, you could see what your team could be in 2 or 3 years, and it could be very, very good. So, you know, yes, it's going to suck because you're not going to be winning very many games. But at the same time, even when you're bad, there's something always to look forward to, or just to look at. As I keep saying, there's always a reward in this game, whether you're bad or good. If you're bad, the reward is a top draft pick. And if you're good, the reward is the playoffs. So there's always something to look at. You just have to, you know, you have to just adjust your, obviously, expectations of wins and losses. And if you have to adjust what you're looking for, but there's always something to see for sure. And especially with Jaren already on this team and he's not going anywhere anytime soon, he'll be something to look at for sure, because he'll be on a team with no Mark and Mike, and he'll be on a team that he's the lead guy, and seeing what he can do as a lead guy will be very interesting. The next question comes from Michael JT5 at LOL. You think, what is the percentage that Conley and Gasol get traded before the deadline? Hopefully the front office learn from their mistakes. Percentage they get, it's hard to put a percentage on it. I'm not going to do that, cause I just don't know. I say Gasol getting traded is a higher likelihood than Mike, I'd say at least 50%. I mean, if you have to answer a percentage, I'd say like at least 50%. I don't know. It's hard to really say a percentage, but I'd say it's highly likely that Marc Gasol gets traded before Mike Conley does. And I think it is likely they both get traded. I think that is something that is likely to happen. But you know, I've seen some stuff around where they also might just keep them and to deal with it in the summer. I've seen that mentioned or talked about here and there. So that is an option. You know, that they don't have to trade Mark and Mike. They don't have to do this. I think for Mark, you want to do it more so than Mike, because Mike can play with anybody, and Mike kind of makes anybody better. And so I think ideally, if you're going to trade one of them, I think it's Marc Gasol. And then if you deal with Mike Conley down the road, you deal with him down the road, because Mike Conley is still a very, very good basketball player and will be for a couple more years at least. So I don't think you have to trade anybody, obviously, but I think it's highly likely that at least one of them gets traded before the deadline. I think that is very, very likely. And I'd put money on Marc Gasol being the one to go and Mike Conley being the one to stay if I had to pick one to go and one to stay. But I also think they're actively looking for those deals. And it just depends on what deals they get back, what offers they get back in return for those guys. I don't think they're just going to trade them away for nothing. It's not like it's some kind of terrible contract. It's not a Chandler Parsons situation where you're just trying to get it off the money. They're still playing, you know, they're still contributing. So it just depends on what kind of offers they get going into the trade deadline. Again, appreciate the questions this Monday mailbag. And I guess every week, every Monday, send those questions in. We'll get to them. You can send those questions in through Twitter, DM me, email me, lockdowngrizz@gmail.com. Any way that you'd like to get in touch with me, you can. I appreciate the questions. We'll do it every single Monday in the middle segment of the show. Coming up next, we're going to go through all the trade rumors that happened over the weekend. There are quite a few. We'll talk about those individually and try to get you guys up to speed on everything that has happened throughout the league. Welcome back to the show. Again, I appreciate all the questions for our Monday mailbag. Let's get right into the trade rumors. Mike Conley, we'll start with him. The Utah Jazz, there was a report from the Salt Lake Tribune on Friday. The Jazz actually made an offer. The offer is out there. The offer is basically is Ricky Rubio and their 2019 first-round pick. That's kind of their main compensation. I did have a conversation with Andy Larson, the guy who reported this from the Salt Lake Tribune on Friday. You can find that on the Emergency Podcast from Friday. And we did it like Friday afternoon. I saw this report, immediately got him on the phone, talked to him about it extensively about this deal. After that conversation with him, I came away thinking that deal will be very, very unlikely to happen. Just because of the way he talked about it. He didn't seem like it was an idea that the Jazz would include Derek Favors and Dante Exum or something like that. So, I mean, like, if the deal goes up or changes anyway, you probably think that they would have to include Favors, Rubio, maybe a Grayson Allen or a second draft pick. I asked him about that. He didn't seem to think they would include another draft pick. So, you know, the deal is out there, though. Whether the Grizzlies accept it or negotiating, or that's a different scenario. But the deal is out there. Again, Andy Larson from the Salt Lake Tribune reported that on Friday. We had him out on this show on Emergency Podcast on Friday to talk about that very deal. So go listen to it. I'm not going to go in any more in depth in it because we did literally a 17-minute show on it on Friday. So listen to that. He has a lot of insight, and you can kind of come away with your own conclusions about it like I did. I came away thinking that trade would probably be very unlikely to happen. The Detroit Pistons, it was reported they made an offer for Mike Conley. They would offer their first round draft pick, which would be yet better than the Jazz. It'll be something around Reggie Jackson, and then either maybe like Stanley Johnson, Luke Kennard, something like that. Maybe if you can try to extract a Kerry Thomas from them, maybe you do that. But that is also a rumor out there that the Detroit Pistons did that. Obviously, their draft pick is better than the Jazz. You might see that they would probably protect that draft pick in some way. The Pacers was also, you know, it was a rumor from the Pacers that they might do it. This is coming from Zach Lowe on ESPN.com. You know, I don't know if the I don't put too much stock into it. So it just depends on what you think, what they do after the Victor Oladipo injury. We've talked about it on the show. I'm not sure that that's very clear what they want to do. You know, the other things is those are all things that get reported in the media, obviously. Some things are unexpected. So, but that's kind of what the roundup. Zach Lowe had a good trade deadline primer on ESPN.com. Make sure you go read it. I thought it was very interesting. A lot of the information coming from that article exactly, because he's the one who kind of putting it out there. Marc Gasol, trade rumors that this was coming from Zach Lowe and Mark Stein also. It was just a very like a passing comment that Charlotte Hornets might be a trade partner for Marc Gasol on this deal. Again, I think it's that was like a very quick passing, Marc Gasol comment. I'd be surprised if that actually happened, or I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it happened, but nothing's been reported like players, nothing like it. Just was like a speculation. So I'm not even sure if that's a rumor, but I'm including it in this part because I want to try to put everything out there. The Detroit Pistons also, Zach Lowe reported this, the Grizzlies, that maybe like a Marc Gasol Andre Drummond swap. Drummond's like $29 million this year or something like that. So that would be like a part of the straight up, maybe. I'm not sure what else would be included in that. But I'm not sure the Grizzlies would be interested in Andre Drummond. In fact, Zach Lowe actually says that Memphis doesn't have a whole lot of interest in Drummond. And so I'm not sure if that is even a way that the Grizzlies go, just because of, you know, it's not a very exciting piece. Again, we're looking at the Grizzlies should be trying to get younger players, draft picked assets, something like that. Zach Lowe also mentions the Sacramento Kings, but same way he mentions the Charlotte Hornets, just in passing and pure speculation. The other trade rumor that came out, the Ringer's Kevin O'Connor also reported that the Grizzlies have been talking to the Houston Rockets about Brandon Knight. This would be some type of like Green, Jermichael Green, Garrett Temple's expiring deals to take in the money for Brandon Knight. He's got like $16 million on his contract. This would also come back with a first round draft pick. I think that's fine. I think that's what you should be looking to do with the Grizzlies. Take in bad money and get assets. I mean, especially for expiring contracts for guys you have no interest in having on the team in the future. You know, that's what you do. And you try to get back assets from teams that are trying to get off bad contracts. And if you have the space, then you have the space. Especially if you're so able to do something like that for Mark and Mike as well, you're able to free up some serious cap space in the summer. You could do that again in the summer as well. Take on bad contracts, especially if you have the cap space. You can basically rent your cap space out, take them in, absorb the contracts, take first rounders back from those teams that are looking to get off those contracts, because the cost of a bad contract is usually a first round pick. And so you take back those bad contracts and in return for a first rounder. And so I think the Grizzlies, that's exactly like what the Grizzlies should be looking for, is trying to do deals like that with the Rockets. This is also coming from the Athletics writer. This is just something this is the same thing as the Hornets earlier with Marc Gasol. It's just speculation that Justin Holiday and Garrett Temple might be a good fit with the 76ers. He mentions Mike Muscala and Justin Patton. I have no interest in either one of those, but you know, they're expirings and they'll be coming off your books basically. But I think you get better value with Garrett Temple and Justin Holiday than that right there for sure. Especially pairing Garrett Temple with Jermichael Green and getting a first round pick back from the Houston Rockets. So I'd be surprised if something like that happened. Again, that's just like an article off the Athletic from the Athletics beat writer, the 76ers Athletics beat writer. He just mentioning trades. again, I don't think that's anything other than like an article just to see what you, you know, just some trade ideas basically, but it's worth mentioning. Other than that, that's all the trade rumors that we have so far. We'll probably, toying with the idea of doing another trade episode with Joe Mullinex this week as the trade deadline looms closer. If nothing has happened, try to take all you guys' trades that, you know, new ones or different ones that you give to us and telling us letting us tell you if it's good or bad or why the Grizzlies would or would not do it. So, we might do that. Haven't decided yet. Again, that's as much trade rumors as we have right now. We'll continue to like just monitor it. If there is some type of trade that happens with any one of the Grizzlies players, most likely we'll do an emergency podcast on it real quick, just like a 10-minute show to get some just instant reaction. Then we'll get to it in deeper on the next actual real show. So anything like that happens, just hop on, check for the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. I'll have it up for you guys as soon as I can. Other than that, we will continue to just look for things as we go through the week. It should be a fun week. Trade deadline week is always a fun week, not only for the Grizzlies, but for all the teams. Things happen, and teams make moves. So, again, it's one of the best weeks in the NBA season. Again, if you haven't already subscribed to this podcast in iTunes, make sure you're doing so you don't miss an episode at all. You can subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, or just go to LockedOnGrizzlies.com.